The central limit theorem, probability distributions of estimators. The sample mean is one of the most common examples of an estimator, and in this talk we will discuss its probability distribution. We remember the formula. It consists of taking the sum of n independent observations. We also divide by the number of observations, but it is this sum here which is the key to understanding the probability distribution. This is quite general as well. There are many other estimators which also use such a sum of independent observations. There is a famous result known as the central limit theorem, abbreviated CLT, considering such sums of independent variables. What it says is that whenever you have such a sum of n independent variables, regardless of how they're distributed, the sum x will always get the same distribution or tend to the same distribution as n goes to infinity. And this distribution at the limit at infinity is known as the normal distribution or the Gaussian distribution, and is very well known and often used. So what we're basically saying, the more variables you add to this sum, the closer the resulting variable x will be to the normal distribution. This is the probability density function of the normal distribution, also known as the Gauss curve. And you should recognize this very well-known bell shape with a high density at the middle, close to the mean, and a very small probability for values far from the mean. The distribution is unknown, so any value up to infinity down to minus infinity is possible. It's just exceedingly rare. Algebraically, the PDF is described like this. And you see here how it depends on the outcome value x, the point on the x-axis there. It also depends on the mean mu, and it depends on the standard deviation sigma. So these two parameters here decide the exact format of the probability density function. Mu will move the midpoint here along the x-axis, and the sigma, increasing sigma, will make the curve flatter, thicker tails, lower peak. Decreasing sigma will mean that the peak becomes higher and the tails become thinner. It is often useful to normalize the normal distribution. You remember the two parameters mu and sigma, and there is a normal distribution for any choice of these parameters. Mu decides where on the x-axis you have the center, and sigma decides how spread out the distribution is, how flat the curve is. Very often it is convenient to work with just n of 0 and 1, so normalize the mean mu at 0 and the standard deviation sigma at 1. And you can achieve that in two steps. So we have this variable y. If you subtract the mean, you just move the peak to the 0 point, the x equals 0 point. And if you divide by sigma, you are normalizing the spread of the curve. And that gives you a new stochastic variable. It's a function of the first. It is a standard result that this z here is also normally distributed with mu equals 0 and sigma equals 1. So n 0 and 1. This distribution is called the standard normal distribution. It is just a normal distribution with mu equals 0 and sigma equals 1. and we customarily normalize variables to use the standard normal distribution. This is the normalization formula. This is the probability density function of the standard normal distribution. Compared to the normal distribution in general, we have fixed mu equals 0 and sigma equals 1. And as we have seen, you have a very high density close to the mean. This is the area up to plus minus 1 standard deviation. You see minus 1 and 1. And the probability of being within this area is 68.3%. So roughly 2/3, a little bit more than 2/3 of the time, you will be within one standard deviation of the mean. Stretching this up further to plus minus 2, you will get 95.4% probability. So it's less than 5% probability of having more than two standard deviations distance to the mean. While we are at it, up to plus minus 3, you have 99.5% chance. So less than 0.5% chance of being outside plus minus 3 standard deviations. When you consider estimates, this is important because the standard deviation, when you talk about estimates, becomes the standard error. So being within one standard error is 68.3% probability. Being within three standard errors is 99.5% probability. So that gives you some idea of the probability of having a very large estimation error. To summarize, whenever you have a sum of n identically distributed variables, if n is sufficiently large, you will always get a sum x which is normally distributed with some mean mu and some standard deviation sigma. That is the central limit theorem. A little exercise for you. I suggest that you use the CDF function in MATLAB, but you can use other software if you prefer. Try and look up these four probabilities with the standard normal distribution using the CDF function. Good luck.